Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw acknowledges the European draft constitution will have a tough time passing at this weekend's European Union summit in Brussels. Britain remains optimistic that an agreement on the new EU constitution can be reached, but key issues remain to be resolved. At a briefing in London Thursday, Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said Britain will continue to fight to retain control over its own form of taxation, its judicial system, and its foreign and defense policies. Mr. Straw called the wording of the draft constitution absolutely crucial if Britain is to sign up to it.
We aim to achieve our objectives, and if we do, then what we will see is that this convention text, far from establishing any kind of federal superstate of fantasy, will actually help to strengthen the role of nation states.
The Foreign Secretary also reiterated he sees no need for a referendum in Britain if a draft acceptable to the government is agreed.
What we're talking about here, however, is an amendment to existing treaties, which, as the House of Lords Committee themselves have said, an amendment to existing treaties, that's the practice of it, and a consolidation of the existing treaties, which are spread over a number of almost incomprehensible texts. And the net result of this, if you add it all up together, the House of Lords all-party committee, not me saying this, is that the balance of power is likely to shift from the central union, as it were, to member states. There is no case for having a referendum.
Asked about a possible veto by Poland if its voting rights are downgraded, Mr. Straw said he felt there is room for negotiation. Poland and Spain want to keep the voting rights they gained 3 years ago, and Polish President Aleksander Kwasniewski said he would veto a draft giving his country less. On Wednesday, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, said he would submit a plan to break the deadlock, but he has not yet revealed the formula. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.